Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
You're listening to Success Made Simple. This is your success coach, Dr. Dave, and I am so glad that you are with me today. I hope you're having a fabulous week wherever you may be in the world. I'm recording this from my studios in Detroit. Beautiful Detroit. Have you ever heard those two words together? It is beautiful, though it's summer, and I was just thinking how happy I am to be living in Michigan and not in Florida anymore. You say, you've got to be kidding me. There's only about 3 months I can say that, but this is one of them. It's beautiful here in the summer. I remember when I was first moving here, John Maxwell told me, he said, Northern Michigan is one of the most, in the summer, is one of the most beautiful places I've been in all the world. And I remember the first time I went to Northern Michigan, I thought, there's no way he could be telling me the truth. And I got up there and I thought, wow, it is incredible. Just Google pictured rocks. You'll be amazed. You'll say, that's in where? That's in Michigan? It is. There's some great places. Traverse City, beautiful place. Petoskey, the water up on the upper North Michigan, Northern Michigan, and it's just beautiful blue. It's like the Caribbean. It's just wonderful. So anyway, come see us in Michigan sometime in the summer. All right. Well, let's get into the podcast today. We're teaching from the book Mindset Matters. If you don't have a copy, I encourage you. I hope you get your copy. It's my latest book. But today we're going to be talking about the principle of sowing and reaping. You say, oh, is this, what is this about? Some kind of offering teaching or something? No, sowing and reaping is a life principle. It's not a money principle. It's a life principle. You ever heard the old saying, garbage in, garbage out, right? Being aware of our choices and making sure that we watch, that we listen, that we read, that we talk to people who feed our vision. I hope that by watching or tuning in or listening to Success Made Simple, it's feeding your vision, it's feeding your dreams, it's feeding your mindset. I believe that the few minutes we'll have together here will be time well spent. Think about it this way. The human mind is like is a lot like farmland. Now, we do have a lot of farmland here in Michigan as well. It's fertile and it's capable of producing an abundant harvest, right? That's the kind of farmland you want. That's how your mind is. It is fertile soil and it's capable of producing an incredible harvest. So both your mind and farmland both will embrace whatever's planted in it. Both will exponentially reproduce what you plant. So my question is, what are you planting? What are you planting in your mind? Are you planting life? Or are you planting death? Are you planting victory? Are you planting defeat? Are you planting mediocrity? What are you planting? The mind, just like the rest of the body and soul, are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's how God created it. And your mind and body are capable of amazing things. We can control, we have a little control over what we're planting in our amazing minds. And because of that, we need to be a little bit more aware and think a little bit more about what we're planting, because it does matter. Mindset matters. Galatians 6, verse 7, if you believe the Bible, it really validates the theory that I'm talking about today. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also will he reap. What you sow is what you reap. Another way to say it is that the person, that the life of a person who becomes, will become precisely the outgrowth of what has been sown, right? By others as well as by the individual sower. What you've planted in your mind, what other people have put in your mind, that's eventually what's going to grow and what you're going to become. Every person must ultimately be responsible for their own mind, for what you absorb, for what you retain, for what you produce. I think, considering the story of Romeo and Juliet, would be kind of a worthwhile point right here. Maybe you know the story. these feuding families, boy from one, a girl from another, they fall desperately in love with each other. But knowing that their families would never consent to their union, they decided to secretly get married. However, because before they could coordinate their getaway, I guess, Juliet's father betroths her to another. Well, he says, hey, look, no. This is who you're going to marry. Back then, they'd set up the way. Wait, what do you mean? This is who I'm going to marry. And instead of rethinking what they were doing and why they were doing it, considering the potential cost to this relationship, instead of actually talking to their fathers, with the pastor, with the minister, the friar, they would call it, to see if they could get some kind of agreement that they could be reached, they decided to pretend to die and then to actually die. Each of their decisions set into motion a series of events that led to the outcome of the story. A person's thinking leads to certain predictable results. Romeo and Juliet were raised in an environment of hatred and manipulation, of enmity and intrigue. Nothing good could have come from all the violence and hatred and lying and deception that dominated the family's thinking and existence. The ideas and views that had been planted in their mindset all this time, all their lives, bore a horrible harvest. They ended up taking their lives. Your mind will produce the seeds that you plant. If that's all you've received your whole life, that's what's going to come out. You'll reap what you sow. After you sow it, you'll reap more than you sow. See, if constantly a poverty mindset, a small mindset was drilled into you, that's all you saw your entire life, it comes out as an adult. I still fight some of the mindsets and thoughts that I learned as a child, whether it was from a teacher, whether it's from your parents, whether it's from a minister, whatever it may be. And so there's a lot of work in the process of sowing. So don't think that you won't always reap an immediate harvest. An investment of time and resources is required. But if you can plant the right seeds, see, I think it's why it's so important even as we have children growing up, the seeds that we plant in them, knowing that they're going to harvest in the future. They're going to harvest in the future, and it's a lot easier as a parent to plant right seeds than for them to have to go back later, dig them all up, replant to try to get a new harvest. But listen, wherever you're at, you can begin today, and it may take some time, it may take a lot of work to dig up the old seeds and plant new seeds, but I promise you, it will be worth it. It'll be worth it. So make choices today that will pay off exponentially in your future. And you'll end up where you end up in life because that is where you want to be. If you hope to do great things with your life, you need to start appreciating the force of your own mind. Your mind matters. And you have within you everything, what's needed to go almost anywhere and do almost anything and be just about anything you could possibly want to be. But just as the seed planted in the farmland is small, well, so are the deposits that you make in your mind on a daily basis. It may be a small reading. It may be just listening to a podcast like this. They begin to plant seeds in your mind. But as those seeds take root today, it may just be a 10-minute podcast you listen to. But those seeds begin to take root and develop and mature, and the result will be manifested in time. So I encourage you, be careful what you listen to, what you watch. Be careful who you listen to. Get to know the power of this farmland, this incredible mind that you have. There are mysteries in this process that are worthy of exploration. So I encourage you, start thinking about what you think about. You've heard me say it a lot. You need a checkup from the neck up, right? To get rid of some stinking thinking. You got to think more about your thinking because your mindset really does matter. The seeds that are planted in your mind matter because they will produce a great harvest in your future. You're listening to Success Made Simple. I hope this helped you today. This is your success coach, Dr. Dave. Make sure you share this with someone else. Give it a like, give it a heart, wherever you're watching it from. But make sure you subscribe, make sure that you watch, and make sure that you go to the website and sign up for our emails so that every week you get emails from us. There's a lot of other stuff that comes there that will help you as well. I just want to help you be everything that God created you to be. You have incredible potential, and I want to help you discover it. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media @DrDaveMartin.